drives the ball all the way across field for Sacco. Great first touch from Hadi Sacco, and he's got Ayling going on the overlap. He might not need him. He's jinked in between two, into the box, tries to square it for Kimaruf on his left foot. He fires over from the 18-yard box. That was a chance for Kimaruf, but Hadi Sacco started off very, very well for Leeds. Still 0-0, 10 gone.
Great play by Sacco. Drew the two defenders together and then just quick feet in between the pair of them into the box, where they're frightened to death to tackle. And he rolls a great little ball back to Kimar Roof. And to be fair, Roof has got to do better there.
Well, here's Hadi Sacco, 20 yards out. He's going to have a shot, is he? He's on his right foot. He does shoot. He's blocked. Big chance for Leeds. And it's in the back of the net. And Chris Wood has scored his 14th goal of the season. Hadi Sacco's shot deflected into the big fella's path. And he rams into the roof of the net. It's Leeds 1, Reading 0.
I tell you what, he's started well, Sacco, and what he's done is he's sucking defenders together, and he goes to get the shot, and he squiffs the ball back across the goal, and as it drops loose in the box, who's there but Chris Wood? Johnny on the spot again, looking for that half chance. I tell you, Chris Wood's always on the move in the box, and that's where he gets his chances, and it's a real poacher's finish.
Ball on the far side, and Reading attacking, and they're driving into the area. Big chance, but what a tackle from Pontus Janssen. That was a thou shall not pass, and there's a mistake at the other end, and Dallas is away. He's over halfway, and Hadi Sacco is sprinting to get into the middle. Dallas might have to go it alone. He goes for the curler, and he's just put it about a foot over the top. It was worth the effort from Leeds. Brincutt will come on. Leeds in front, but Redders, that was half a chance for Stuart Dallas.
Yeah, it was. Big mistake from McShane at the back for Reading. Allowed Dallas to run clear. Came in on his right foot and tried to curl it in at the top corner.
Gets it away.
Oh, he's giving it away straight to Kermigan on goal, and he slides it in. This is the chance Reading have been waiting for. Shot comes in and it's over the top. Did Green get a finger on it? He did.
It's a good save, you know.
It's Roy Behrens who should have done better there, but that's a good save from Rob Green.
It's a good save because he gets a clear sight of goal on his left foot. He's bearing down, and you think he'd strike it hard and low to give Green a problem, but he strikes it up. It's still a good strike, but it's a great save from Rob Green. Just gets enough on it.
I think he clips onto the crossbar as well.
Cross comes in. It's a good delivery. And it's headed down on goal, and it's pushed away by Green. That's a good save in the end. That is a very good save. I think it was Charlie Taylor who was beaten in the air by Kermigan. And Green, with a man, Reading man on the post, did well to get something on that. It's another corner. His own air. Ball on the far side. Here's Hadi Sacco. Rare for it forward to Leeds. If they get a second, they win it. But the ball in to a tired Dukara was the wrong ball. Here now is Leeds driving forward. Squared off. Chance for the shot into the corner, but it's saved. The shot from Grimes after Vieira had barreled his way through. Didn't really lack any conviction. It lacked conviction, the shot.
Yeah, it looked like a player who don't get many goals shooting.
Taylor into the box on his left foot. Goes past one. He's gone down. That's a penalty. Penalty for Leeds. I've got to be honest. I think Charlie Taylor's chucked himself on the floor. But Leeds have got a chance to win it from the penalty spot. And Sullivan Dakara says, I'm having this one.
I tell you what, it's good play by Grimes, young Grimes, because he keeps the ball alive when it's been given away a couple of times. He goes back and wins it, and then plays a great little ball in for Taylor. Taylor, to be fair to me, attacks positively in the box, and then I'm not sure whether it's a penalty.
I think he dives. Who cares? We said the other night it goes against you sometimes. Yeah. Dakara has the ball on the spot. 4 minutes of added on time will be irrelevant if this hits the back of the net. It's Dakara against Ali Halhabzi to win it for Leeds. Here he comes on his right foot, and he smashes it into the bottom corner, and Leeds have bounced back from defeat at Brighton in the best possible way. Green needs to be brave, and he's not brave enough. It's a chance cleared up the line by Janssen. Well, Rob Green's got to take the kitchen sink, and that is it. It's full time at Ellen Road. Not sure the players recognised it. Now Janssen's playing up to the crowd. He's giving it the big come on. Leeds have responded in the best possible way from disappointment at the Amex on Friday.